Hey, all you heartbreakers. Thank you for joining us here at AfterBuzz TV for the Castle After Show. Today, we're breaking down Season 8, Episode 16, Heartbreakers. Stay tuned for our chat and some hot news and gossip. We'll be right back.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
You're a heartbreaker, dream maker.
That's a hot song! Heartbreaker! What an episode, you guys. Hey, I'm your host, J.J. Snyder. Thank you for joining us. This is my co-host, Lucretia Lyon. Give a shout-out to the people, Lucretia.
Hey, guys. I loved our hobbyist-centric episode. And, of course, if you know me, you can find me at Lucretia Lyon anywhere on social media, since there is only one.
And thank you. Lucretia's live right now on the message boards. I'm at J2 Snyder on Twitter and Instagram. And we are here to break down this episode and talk about the show that we love so much, Castle, on ABC. We both really liked this episode. We commented to each other when we walked in, right?
Yeah, of course, because it's really nice to see, you know, a hobby-centric episode or a Ryan-centric episode. Just, you know, because as much as we love Castle, I mean, and that is the title of the show, and Beckett, it's good to see the other characters get a chance to sign.
Totally. It was interesting, too, to find out a little bit about his history, and so fun. I'm sorry, but this, I mean, John Huertas, it's so fun to see him, like, pining after a woman.
I know.
And have some swag. Like, he was adorable in this episode.
Yes, and he always is, because he's always such a ladies' man. But this one, we actually got to see why maybe Javi's that way. Because, you know, the beautiful Angelica Sala, I hope I pronounced her name right, she played Sonia, you know, who turned out to be his ex-fiance.
Yeah. Oh, man. That was the best moment when she walked into the station, and they played some like really groovy, sexy music, and she's all—I don't know how she got out of prison and got her braids out and got into that dress, but she did.
And movie magic.
That was just so—I know, right? But it was so awesome. That was so funny. And then to watch Castle tease Javi the whole episode just was brilliant. But we should start from the beginning, eh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we have the cold open, and we have a warehouse, and we have an armored car delivery, which already scares me because it's just so sensitive, the situation around an armored car. So two guys chit-chatting. One goes in with some briefcases. Meanwhile, someone gets lowered from the ceiling, which was so James Bond and crazy. Wasn't that crazy?
I know.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
And the two guys walk out just in time to see the guy being pulled up into the ceiling and a gunshot. Boom. So, okay. So that's our crime, right? And we'll soon find out our victim was one of the security guards, which was, his name was Michael Kirby. Okay. All right. So we got that. However, that's sad, but the scene between Castle and Beckett was not sad, the opening scene. So, welcome home scene, right?
Yeah, I love that, you know, Castle is sort of introducing Beckett to Lucy, and that Lucy doesn't really care for Beckett.
Oh, like this whole thing that Lucy actually kind of has a conscience and has her preferences, and the little game she's playing with Castle, it's really funny.
Yeah,
it's so funny.
I love that Aubrey Plaza is voicing Lucy. You know, she's just so, you know, sarcastic. And, you know, she really fits this character, especially now that we're getting to play with it more so than the castle with her, you know, torturing Beckett.
I think so, too. She really got to play with it in a way she hadn't before. And Castle just loves it. He's like, oh, Lucy, you like their old friends.
Yes. He's talking to a computer. It's so, you know, Spike Jones movie.
Oh, my God. It was cute. I also loved the there's always like an interesting breakfast item, but the French toast and sausage kebabs.
Yeah, I want those now.
Oh, my God. The other week, remember, he was frying the eggs and he put the Tabasco in. We were talking about that. But French toast and sausage kebabs. I think it'd be the coolest thing to do if you had a guest over, wouldn't it? But I think this was also just kind of like officially the writer's way of going, okay, they're back. She moved her stuff back in. The romance is back. It was all very lovey and a little spicy.
Yeah, because it was sort of like telling the fans, all right, that whole nonsense about them lying to one another is over. See, it's over.
That's exactly what I thought. We're not going to do this to you fans anymore because it drove us all crazy, didn't it, you guys? Seriously. So now they're both on board with Loxat. So, okay, so we can get on to, like, better stories. Like, I thought this was a really interesting crime. So the phone rings, and Beckett, it was funny, though, the way she was like, oh, we have a homicide. Like, it's some great thing. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
That was cute.
I love whenever, like, Castle's, like, trying to determine the perfume. Uh-huh. And he's like, okay, you know, Chanel number 5. Oh, no, white diamonds. Oh, One Direction body spray. Like, he knows what One Direction body spray smells like. Even Alexis is a little old for that, right?
That was really interesting. Yeah. I was like, is it really perfume? But it was. Yeah. So it was a mixture, what did they say? Of perfume and Jell-O that somehow you had to have just the right combination of it, and it would disarm the alarm system. Right?
Yes. And of course, that's what prompted Javi to recognize the signature, because that's a very odd way of doing it. But hey, you know, let's all see if it works.
Yeah. So it took Javi back very specifically to a crime he remembers for more than one reason, which was 10 years prior, where it was a gold heist and they had also used something very similar. And so tangled up in this gold heist happened to be a woman named Sonia Ruiz. Mm-hmm. Enter. Tell us about the actress.
Angelica Salahe. And most of us recognize her from Constantine, which, you know, is still, you know, it's the new Firefly, which was funny because, you know, surely Nathan feels the same way. Canceled before its prime.
Oh, my gosh. Will it ever come back?
Yeah.
Yeah, so really fun to have her in this episode. So that sparks the perfume and the Jell-O sparks Javi's memory. So he just lays it out, like, in the precinct. He's like, look, guys, if you want to track down who's involved in this, you should go back to this crime that I was involved with 10 years ago. And here are the players, one of which is this woman named Sonia Ruiz, who's in prison. And then I just love this, too. When Beckett's like, okay, go ahead then. Go, you know, go have contact with her, Ryan and Espo. And Espo's, like, face is like... Oh, there's something I should...
Yeah.
Wasn't that funny?
Yes, it was so funny. And then Ryan's gonna go at first, and then...
Yes.
Of course, he's like, no, let me do it.
Yes. This is just it's a good episode. I think really, whenever they're really involving Ryan and Espo, it often can be, like, more comedic, right? Because we got a chance for some really funny... And like, Nathan just kind of got to sit back and make funny reactions the whole show. Like, it was a great comments. Episode.
Yeah, he was playing, you know, the Ryan and Esposito character, who was just there to make side comments and laugh at him.
Right.
But yeah.
Right,
so I
instead
love the
of kind of, like, holding down the main... Yeah, interesting.
Just shows what bros they are, because, you know, Ryan, of course, was there for him throughout the episode. And was hurt he didn't know about her.
Yes. Why didn't I know about that? And he was like, what, you dated her? Well, not dating. Mm-hmm. More like engaged. Yeah, it was just cute. It was very funny. Okay, so we are turned on to this woman, Sonia Ruiz, though, who we know now was Javi's fiance, but also was involved in this big gold heist, which landed her in jail, along with a couple of other guys. She throws out a few names when Beckett goes to visit her in prison, which is cool. I think, like, the woman-on-woman, like, prison interview is awesome, right?
Yes.
It really kind of shows off Stana's, like, her power and, like, her ability to kind of, like, play cop. Like, I like those scenes.
Yes, I love that because, of course, Castle didn't go because he said, you know, a women's prison isn't like it is on Skinamax.
Love that.
So Beckett went alone. I loved how you first see her and her, you know, braids and looking all gangster.
Yeah.
And of course, when Javi first sees her, it was a different story.
Yeah, she had gone to the beauty parlor at the prison before she came down to the 12th precinct. But Beckett kind of, she throws out a couple names, this Hammerhead and also Great White. And also kind of, they were involved in the crime 10 years ago. And then there was another person who's Great White's already dead. So it was sort of like, I might help you, but I'm out of here in 3 months, so why should I? And then Beckett kind of threatens her, you know, well, you might not be out of here in 3 months if you don't help me with a murder investigation. So this gal then throws out real quick, well, let me kind of go undercover for you. And you can't send yourself into this situation. This is like Spanish Harlem. You got to, like, roll in there undercover. So Beckett thinks about it and says, yeah. So she gets the thumbs up. Okay, so she's sprung out of prison to do this. Which is great, because now yeah. we get to watch her interact with Javi.
Yes, and of course, when she comes in, his jaw literally drops.
That was so hilarious.
I love how Castle's like got a little bit there.
Yeah, Castle like held his jaw up. And I like how she was right away. I mean, the actress was just so on because she was like, Javier? And it was just like, she's just ooting like sexiness. And like, I was like, oh my God, he's so in for it. You know, yep. You just knew he was in for it. Okay. So, very, very, logically, you know, if she's going in undercover into Spanish Harlem and going into this bar, she can't walk in there, as she points out, with what?
St. Patty's Saint is what Patty's. She called him.
So she needs someone who could fit in, which of course is going to be Javi.
Yeah.
Right? Who can kind of roll a little bit.
Yeah, luckily they had a Spanish cop on staff.
yeah, totally. Right. So now we're following them, and then to kind of keep them safe and monitor them, they're in the car together heading to the bar, and then the part where Castle and Ryan are following, and the ankle bracelet has sound. Mm. Do you think that really exists?
Yeah, I would think awesome. So, because, you know, they would want to monitor people, you know, them making sure they're not making a deal, like if, say, you know, that they're in for drugs or something like that and are on house arrest. So I could see that.
We got to find out if that really exists.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
In a post-Patriot Act society, I mean, they listen more on people than they used to.
I don't know. It might be a big, fat, like, violation of your rights. But I really want to know. Does anyone know? Is anyone in law enforcement out there or family with anyone in law enforcement? Like, does that technology exist? I mean, they did make up a few things technology-wise. Sort of like, I don't think Jell-O and perfume can disarm a security system.
I'll try it. We'll see. We'll do an experiment.
We're gonna try it.
Or anybody in the chat or who watched our show later, tweet us if you've ever tried that. If you ever tried to break into a bank that way.
Yeah, we would like to know. So they go into the bar. Oh, man. I thought it was pretty cool what they... Because I thought it was so unexpected when Javi took the knife out and started playing five-finger roulette with the bartender's fingers, like threatening him.
Yeah, I agree with her. That was hot.
It's
like
so.
He's dangerous.
He's dangerous. Yeah, good match for her. Yeah, she pulls out the tequila and yeah, it was funny. We don't get to see Javi do that very often, but
get to be a badass.
Yeah, to kind of be a badass. Show that he's got some moves. Scary though too. Ugh, so scary. Okay, so Ryan and Castle are on their trail, and they get the tip from the bartender after threatening cutting off his fingers to go down the, I think, down the street to his grandma's house or something.
Yeah,
to an apartment
to Joey,
where this guy might be. And when they go in, of course, the bracelet, the sound monitoring turns off, and you know something bad's about to happen there, right? And out jumps this guy, and him and Javi scuffle a bit. Javi ends up getting the guy in handcuffs, right?
Of course. He always gets them in their handcuffs.
Yeah, he's a tough son of a gun, that Javi. Yeah, and then Ryan and Castle. Okay, so this was the first moment, too. Ryan and Castle are anticipating what's going on because they've lost sound, and then they see Sonia run out of the apartment. Did you know that she was taking off? Like, really for real taking off? Because that's the first time we see, like, okay, you're pretty sure you can't trust this girl because she's in prison. But it kind of went back and forth the whole episode because she really did have a connection with Javi.
Yeah, she did. I did feel that she was loyal to him to an extent, because obviously we see that she doesn't, you know, kill him, doesn't want him to die. But at that moment, I'm pretty sure she was running away and was hoping he wouldn't catch her and, you know, hoping that this was all over, since, you know, this was really more about her dad and getting the gold of their last heist more than anything. So, you know.
And it's funny because, like, at that point, I believed her because I understood the possibility she could have ran away. But I thought, yeah, a gun goes off. Like, you want to get out of there.
Get out of there.
Like, she's freaked out. So at that point, I was more naive with her. I was like, no, I think I trust her. I think she loves Javi. She got mixed up in something bad, you know? Yeah. It's not exactly the case. Okay, so they bring in this dude whose name is Hammerhead, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the shark names, right?
Too
bad there was no King Shark.
Yeah, Hammerhead, King Shark. Mm-hmm. What other sharks are there?
There's Nurse Shark and...
There's a Nurse Shark?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a weird one.
They're actually a very calm shark.
She sounds nice. Yeah, yeah. She would. She should be a calm
shark. Sand sharks. I can name a lot of sharks. I watch Shark Week.
When is that, by the way?
It's usually in June.
Is it in summer? That's what I thought.
Our systems detect that a host has wandered off the subject.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're so right. Okay, sorry.
We're
sorry
like
about the shark
about
thing.
Shark Week.
God, they are like tough here at AfterBuzz TV. Know. Okay, so Ryan comes in with a heist... Ryan comes in with a heist that is more sophisticated. So Ryan comes in to tell Beckett and Javi that there may be more to this case mm-hmm. than just Sonia, even though they're looking at Sonia now as a suspect and the people she was affiliated with, and this hammerhead guy. They come in at a certain point and say, you know what, there was more to the security system and the way the guy got lowered to the ground and everything. There's a lot more. There's maybe someone more at work here. So as usual on Castle, like who we suspect in the beginning doesn't end up to be the whole case, right?
Yeah, you know, it's a rule of three, standard serial writing, right?
Yeah.
It's never the first one.
Yeah, right, exactly. So then the speculation, though, turns onto our victim, this Michael Kirby. And, oh, by the way, his wife gets called in, yes?
Of course.
This was very interesting because you think the poor guy just died. Like, why are you calling his wife in?
Yeah, they keep telling him, yeah.
Yeah. But she reveals that he actually has some financial problems, right?
As they always do.
I know. Mm-hmm. So he got tied up in something bad.
Yeah.
That's what it's looking like, right?
Yeah, that he was the inside man on this job and was shut, probably because they didn't want to split the money.
Yeah. And he also, yeah, we know he had financial problems, so he was just doing it for, you know, for a payout, but ended up getting shot, so it didn't turn out very well. Yeah, I just thought, you know, they bounced then between a lot of moments where Javi got to kind of connect with Sonia, you know, and they had like moments where they really were kind of talking about their relationship and transported back in time. And I kind of felt like maybe there was some way that they were going to get together in this episode. Did you have that, feel that tease?
I sort of felt like this is not going to be her last appearance, at least that. Like, I do think, you know, just the way that they ended it and her going back, I mean, you know, and because she was coming up for parole, I mean, she may be charged more for escaping, but you never really know. I mean, plus, if he were to put in a good word for her, she might get a reduced sentence or come out on parole in that 3 months, like it said.
Yeah, right, right. And then I was like, well, it would look really bad for Javi, though, if he was involved with the gal that just came out of prison, like him being a cop. So it's like, it was a tough situation.
They did it on psych. Why not?
Yeah, exactly. I know. Okay, so Javi brings Sonia to his mom's house for dinner.
I love that, because we've never met Javi's family before, have we? Yeah.
I know. That was cool. And, of course, they give him heck for being late. And it's like a house full of people. It's just, and his mom was super sweet and loving and recognized Sonia, too.
Yeah, and I love that he didn't tell them the truth. You know, he said it was all his fault. You know, trying to protect her, even with his family. You're like, he really did love this crazy girl.
I know, that was very gentlemanly of him, wasn't it? Yeah, super gentlemanly. And of course, his mom is like... You know, this typical, like, super loving mom and made the dish that he wanted and invites anybody to join dinner. And, you know, you just got this feeling like he had a really warm house and he grew up there. It was, like, a nice place to grow up. And then, okay, so he and Sonia really connect over dinner. Mm-hmm. And now, I am, like, waiting any second for her, though, to take off during dinner. Aren't you?
Of course, yeah. As soon as she proposed that shower, I was like, yeah, that's how she's escaping. And he was so going in to join her.
Oh, that was killing me. I know, like, I'll leave the door open. And her whole speech about, like, things could have been different if my dad wouldn't have left. And, she just so, like, she so took advantage of him. That was gnarly. Okay, and the timing, though, of... So he's out in the hallway while she's in the shower, and the timing of Ryan's call...
Yeah.
Says, look, dude, we just found out Sonia was involved in this. And boom, like, it hits him. Oh, yeah, what am I thinking?
Yeah.
He walks in and the bracelet's cut off with scissors.
Yep.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Like, she was a smart lady. She knew how to play him and get out.
Yep.
But I did love Ryan coming over to the house and, like, you know, they need to be going somewhere to get to find her. And he's like, nah, I'm eating. Like, your mom cook.
Wasn't that hilarious?
Yeah.
I was like, seriously, but isn't she getting away? Shouldn't you be? Do you think they, like, sent other people after her? Or no, they just...
No, because as Ryan said, he was like, he didn't tell anybody because he didn't want Hoppy to get in trouble. So he's like, no, I'm just going to eat before we leave. Your mom's such a great cook. All right, I can't remember the dish they were specifically having, but it was pretty funny.
Oh, that was hilarious. Yeah. Oh, yeah. What was the dish? Somebody out there knows. Someone in the message boards, please tell us. Because it's like, it's right on the tip of my tongue. Mm. Oh, my gosh. That's funny. Okay, I love this scene too. So we're back at Castle's house, and Martha and Alexis and Beckett are Beckett puts Lucy in the refrigerator.
Yeah, I love how they're having ladies' night, and Lucy's there, of course, too. And Beckett gets tired of her and puts her in the fridge.
Oh my god, that was so funny. It's so funny, you know. And once again, like another episode where we just get to see Martha and Alexis so briefly, but they're kind of in there, and they're glad to have Beckett back.
Yeah, it was nice to see the ladies have a scene together because, I mean, Beckett's part of their family, too, so.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
She should dye her hair red for a day.
Oh, my gosh. Red, right? Oh, my gosh, the reddest red. Yeah, that was hilarious when she put her in the fridge. Okay, so then we have the guys back chasing after Sonia, and they end up finding her at her dad's house because they realize, actually... Her dad had been tied into the original gold heist in the first place. And not only that, but had been holding on to her portion of the gold until she got out of jail, right? Mm-hmm. And then being the manipulative gal she is, once again, when Javi busts in the room, she's like, my father's dying.
Yeah.
Why are you here? And then gets clocked on the head by her boyfriend from behind, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I was kind of shocked to see that there was someone else involved because, yeah, it wasn't the same guy that Joey. I was like, where did this guy come from? Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, that was a little odd.
I agree, too, because we weren't sure, like, was it her brother or, like, who's this guy? Yeah. So they had to kind of explain it later. Thanks for your new boyfriend hitting me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just, like, a brief mention as to who he was in the story. But, yeah, we're like, who the hell is this guy?
Yeah. Yeah. So then Javi's really in bad shape because he's now in a truck. He's being carried. Sonia's like there with him and like, I'm sorry, I didn't really mean for you to get hit. I'm sorry it didn't, you know, it's working out this way. And like basically she's just like bad news though.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I don't know if they will bring her back because she was such bad news.
Well, I mean, in the end, she sort of, chooses to save his life over that guy, So, I don't know. She could be redeemed.
Yeah, she's like that bad girl you want to love.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Bad girls need love, too.
Bad girls. Mm-hmm. And I didn't blame. I thought, story-wise, it made total sense that the boyfriend was going to kill Javi because it was like, this guy, you need to get this guy. He knows everything. He's totally on to you guys. He's a cop. So you should get rid of him. But they didn't. Because we can't be without Javi.
I know.
Yeah.
Ryan would be so sad. What would he do?
That's right. So clearly it was no surprise when Beckett suspended him for a week, right? I mean, that was pretty minor considering what he did on this case, right?
I know. And I was surprised she even did that. But I guess she's having to do the captain duties. And Boo69B says her boyfriend was actually the bartender that he played the knife game on. Yeah, and I'm like, now I kind of tied it together. Because, yeah, that was such a brief scene, and then we had him come back. Yeah, so that was actually the same guy.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Because
he did look a little different in different lighting.
Thanks, Boo.
Yeah.
Boy, I didn't notice that. So he was in it the whole time? He was on. He was.
Yeah.
Part of it. Are you sure? Because why did he tell them to go down to the street to get that other guy?
See, because it was all set up to begin with,
Wow. Oh, man, I totally didn't catch that. Shout out to AfterBuzz TV Castle, by the way, our Twitter handle, and the anonymous fan who manages that Twitter handle sent us some great information. The writer on this episode was Barry O'Brien, Castle writer, and it was directed by Tom Wright.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we liked it. We totally liked it. I mean, I just thought it was a really unique episode. A lot has gone on in the last 2 weeks, don't you think, since we last were here?
I know.
We had Nathan Fillion's birthday.
Yes, he turned 45.
Oh, my gosh.
And he still looks great.
Doesn't he? He's the best. He's really in his prime, I think. That's for sure. Yeah, he put out a really cute tweet on his birthday, for sure. And we found out a few other things this week. So I don't know if you guys saw, but we found out the date for the finale.
Yes.
Yes. It's going to be, I believe it's Monday, May 16th. Is that correct? Hang on, I'm getting it, pulling it up here. Monday, May 16th will be the season 8 finale. So we have 6 more episodes, guys. So this is all winding up. And as we asked last time, I think we would love to hear your ideas for what is going to happen at the end of season 8.
Yeah, I read TV Line today, and so good news is Castle's ratings were really high last night, season high. But bad news is they're taping both a season finale and a series finale just in case they don't get picked up because it might come down to the wire.
So, you're kidding.
Yeah, and that's why I kind of predict, it's like I predict after those ratings last night that it will get renewed, but I am afraid that season 9 might likely be the last season, you know, since it's come down to the wire, and I mean, 8 seasons is good, much less 9. So I will, you know, we'll probably see some sort of resolution to Lockstat is what I predict.
I mean, that would be the logical, I would be less interested in it if it was the series finale, but they have to wrap that up this season. I agree.
Yeah,
and I would think too they might even just be like good riddance with that storyline. Let's say there is a season 9, like get that storyline out of the way so something else can be brought in.
Yeah, because to me it was just kind of haphazard anyway, like and a lot of that had to do with Stana's, you know, contract situation as well. So, and that's what I kind of wonder, because her and Nathan are only signed for this year, so I guess it depends on who wants to sign on for next year, if there's a next year. Too many things up in the air. I don't like that.
Yeah, there's some meetings going on right now at ABC, wouldn't you think? That's so interesting that was the highest rated episode for the season, don't you guys think? I bet John Huertas is feeling pretty good about that.
Yeah.
He's probably feeling pretty proud of himself.
Yeah, he's like, I have the best rated episode.
Totally. Oh, my God. He's a heartbreaker. And speaking of heartbreakers, we are going to have Toux Alagundaye join us once again, you guys, on April 19th. So I believe that's 2 weeks from today.
Yes.
Yep. We're going to have her back in studio. We also heard from Luke Reichle, the wardrobe guy, and he said that they are still hard at work shooting the rest of season 8. But that April 15th is their last day of shooting. So after April 15th, he's going to talk to us about coming on the show. Mm. But that's interesting, too. So if you think of it, right now, they're probably shooting, just about to shoot the final episodes.
Yeah, because I think like most of the episodes. Show, you know, as it said, that they were currently shooting both a season and a series finale. And hopefully, you know, we'll know soon whether it's picked up, at least before the last episode, so they know which one to air.
It would have to.
Yeah.
So, yeah, before May 16th. Oh, my gosh. It's so interesting. Awesome. It's going to be fun next week, too. It looked like did you watch the preview for next week. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been so good ever since it came back for midseason. Like, the first half of the season, I was a little like, oh, God, it's going downhill. This Lockstat, Beckett being all, like, you know, evasive with Castle and the fake breakup and all that. But, yeah, ever since it's come back, it has just been on. Yeah.
You know what? I think you're right. And I know it does coincide with Beckett and Castle being back together somewhat. But also, it's just kind of like, I feel like maybe the writers don't feel like they have to put all this energy into the Lockstat storyline. Do you know what I mean? So they're just free to, like, create more great stories like the last couple episodes have been. Yeah. We give it a thumbs up. Right? Awesome. So how has your interaction with fans been on Twitter and Instagram? And we have this awesome at AfterBuzz TV Castle site working for us, but how do you like to talk to fans about Castle?
Oh, I love to. And, you know, unfortunately, most of the time I can't live tweet during the episode because I'm here usually doing another show. But that's the thing is, like, you know, maybe one of these days I will get to actually live tweet the episode so I can interact a little more with fans, because I do the same thing on a lot of shows. But yeah, because I know Tokes and Nathan live tweet all the time, really works out well. I'm like, So I apologize, fans, but I always try to post awesome news I read on TV Line, like our great ratings, thanks to Javi.
Yeah. That was cool. Thanks for finding that. Yes. Well, we look forward to joining you next week. And let's see, I guess the week after that we'll have Tokes. So yes, we have things to look forward to. Thank you guys for joining us here at AfterBuzz TV. We are the number one fan show for Castle. We are here to talk about Beckett. We love to talk about Castle, and we love to talk to you. I'm JJ Snyder. Thanks for joining us. Lucretia, you want to say goodbye to the people?
Bye, guys. And as always, you can find me anytime during the week on social media, since I don't do anything else, right? And it's always at Lucretia Lyon.
See you next week, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.